This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
It helps when you turn it on, don't it? I'm Joe Bucine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, today has been a really busy day, hasn't it? You know, I'm really enjoying watching some of the loons on Facebook just, like, lose their minds. Anyway, we'll get into all that in a minute. All about, you know, the Mueller investigation and what went down today in court, Flynn. It's just great. It's really great. Anyway, I'm Joe Bucine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot going on the website. You can give me your email address, because then what I can do is I send you an email once a week, let you know what's going on in the show, who we're going to have on, and some of the topics we're going to be discussing. And as you know, I hit a lot of the stories of the day, but I don't beat my brains out from a political standpoint. It makes me crazy. There's 5,000 million, 100 trillion other shows out there doing it. I don't want to do what everybody else does. All right? I mean, really that simple. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right. With everything that was going on today, when you look at the attitude Chuckie Schumer took last week when he was with the president, and he had that, I know more than you, I'm better than you, leave me alone, shut up, you know, go whatever. I think Comey went to the same class. He has that same look on his face when he's talking to reporters, when he's talking to the senators, when he's talking to the congressmen. Got that same look on his face. It's like, I know better than you, leave me alone, shut up and go away. Right? And again, they've been grilled. They've grilled him for 2 days. I don't know how much grilling they actually did, but they grilled him for 2 days. And it's funny how he's willing to bash Trump for things that he may have done, not things that he actually did. And the left is great at that, by the way. Have you noticed that they're really good at making Trump guilty for things that he says he wants to do or may have done? And yet, those who've actually done it, look, the New York AG came in. I wasn't even going to go down this road. The New York AG now, she's been recently elected. She is going after, and openly said, I'm going after all things Trump. I'm going after his relationships, his businesses, and the people that were associated with him, right? Okay. We're looking at Trump for making payments to some hooker or pole dancer or whatever she was, right, out of what it might have been his campaign account and maybe not. But yet, Jesse Jackson did no jail time, no fines for supporting and paying out of his campaign fund. Well, his campaign, nonprofit mostly, but the campaign fund paid for it. I mean, these stories swirl, but nobody investigates it. Why? Because it's Jesse Jackson. His illegitimate daughter. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Moral Values, the Reverend, the right Reverend, coming out and telling us what's right to do, how to live our lives, and yet he can't do it. And then on top of it, he denies it, he hides it, and he pays for it illegally. He's still running around free. And then we're going to throw Cohen in jail. Not for what he did for the president. Come on, everybody. Because I know my listeners are smart. For tax evasion. And yet, the right Reverend Al Sharpton, who owes the IRS over $4 million, when Obama was in office, he went back and forth to the White House hundreds of times. Couldn't they pick him up in the Department of Treasury and take him over to the IRS at that point? Now, Jesse's out. You know why? Sharpton's out because he said, well, it's just a misunderstanding. It's a $4 million. You know, any one of you other American citizens listening today, I want you to pick up the phone and call the IRS and say, look, that $4,000 I owe you, it's just a misunderstanding. And then tell me what happens after that. Tell me you're not going to pay it because it's a misunderstanding. Sharpton says, I'm not paying it. It's a misunderstanding. We'll work it out. Nothing. Nothing. I guess that's okay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. So, you know, we've all been screaming about how the social media networks, yes, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Patreon, all these groups that have been, Google being the biggest, believe it or not, you know, you hear about Facebook and Twitter, but you don't hear about Google, or very little. And what you don't realize is that, you know, for instance, when we used to write our pieces, we post our pieces up, you could Google them and find them. You didn't even have to Google the piece. You could Google, something similar to what you were looking for, something I might have been talking about to post it up, and you could find it. It would send you there. We'd get a couple, you know, we get 1,000 reads, a couple thousand reads, whatever. And then it gets to the point where you can't find it. We were getting between 1.5 and 2 million reads a month, and what do we hit? The lowest of the low was, I mean, like 70, we popped down to 70,000 in no time. And then even at one point, I think we had in 1 week, we had like 2,500 hits to the website. You gotta be kidding me. And then they feed the conservatives, what they put on their websites, when you go to ours, you get toenail fungus relief. You go to somebody on the left, but what do they have on their website? Caribbean cruises at, you know, 70% off. I don't know, whatever. Which one are you going to click on? So I've asked the founder of MeWe to join us tonight and discuss what the options are. Do we have someplace else to go? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
And we are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, and I always tell you guys the same thing. Look, you have to be involved in the conversation. You have to be involved in what's going on. You have to get informed. Don't just start spewing party lines or what everybody else is saying or what you pick up on one of the social media groups. I mean, it doesn't work that way. That's not real life. So you got to get involved and get engaged. And like I've been telling you, I mean, from a social media, social marketing network, you know, it guys like me fell into the trap. We went down that road. We run terrestrial radio here, and for some of you who don't know what that means, that you know, it's over the airwaves radio. And we use social media to get our message out. And I've said to you, you know, we were talking about Google before the break, and I said Google actually went to the point where the way we make our money on our websites is we drive people to click through those ads somewhere else. I know they're irritating. They make me crazy, too. But if you want to see me in the same three shirts all the time, then don't click on the ads. But what they did to some of us is they started putting up ads for, you know, toenail fungus. And then on the liberal sites, or the more liberal sites, if you would, they had, you know, half-price trips to Cancun. Now, which one are you going to click on? So, I mean, think it through and think about what you're doing. If you really want to support some of the conservative causes, if you really want to support some of us that try to get the message out there, you have to help us get the message. Now, we've had this guy on before because, you know, when we were really having trouble quite some time ago, all these social media platforms were popping up. We didn't know where to go. We were whining about not being able to get our message out on Facebook and Twitter. And as I've said in the past, we allowed that. Us conservatives, we allowed that to happen. We should have been more vocal. We should have been pushing back, and we should have allowed them to have so much power. Let me bring him on. It's Mark Weinstein is joining me. He is the founder of MeWe, the next new, or actually, you're the number one fastest growing social network out there right now.
That's right, Joe. You know, tell it like it is, baby. And we are the number one fastest growing, the number one trending social network. We are, you know, some people call us the anti-Facebook, Facebook's nemesis, but we are the team. We are the app. MeWe.
Yeah, right. And again, I'm getting a lot of requests for friends from MeWe or to join or to, you know, bring them in. And I see it every day. You see 5, 6, 7, 8 a day. So my question to you is this. What are you doing that's different? What are you doing that is going to protect a guy like me or protect the people that are following me or want to comment on my stuff from being canned like they were on Facebook?
You know, let's talk about what we're not doing, because that's really important. And thanks for a great question. Because why is MeWe gaining traction? Well, because we're not censoring conservatives. We're not messing up your news feeds. We're not selling your data to the Russians. You know, we're not telling you how to think. We're not manipulating how you think. We're not doing any of that. Nobody can post fake news in your news feed. So, you know, it's really like, who are we? Well, we're the good guys. And, you know, we have the inventor of the World Wide Web, Sir Tim Berners-Lee. It was not Al Gore, for our listeners. We'll get a good chuckle out of that. So he's Sir Tim Berners-Lee, the man, the scientist who invented the web, is on our advisory board. We have some of the greatest security experts on our advisory board. And the bottom line, Joe, is that, I mean, as you know, as we talked, I'm one of the guys who invented social media in the first place. One of the guys. There's a bunch of us back in the late 90s. Social media was invented so that we could connect with each other around the world more easily, share our lives, find new friends, find common interests, connect with our family and friends. And it was not invented so that Mark Zuckerberg could gather every piece of data about us and sell us down the river.
Yeah, you know, I know they're gonna can us for this, but I really don't care. You know, it's interesting that you have such a young guy, and you don't have to say anything. I always say this when I talk about him, who stole the basis of Facebook to begin with, and you have this young guy that has, you know, all this money, all this power, and a way is, and I'm gonna tell you what, I believe that Facebook and Twitter shaped the outcome of the last elections because of the way they kept us from getting our messages out. So, I mean, it's
well,
cool.
Right.
Go ahead.
Listen, absolutely. You know, it's not a coincidence, is it, that a handful of weeks before the elections, Facebook somehow shut down 900 mostly conservative websites, you know, I mean, groups, not sites, but groups I mean, it's just kind of weird. Now, of course, it always backfires.
We were one of them.
You know, look at the 2016 elections. Yeah, you guys were one of them, right? But
yeah.
Look at the 2016 elections. You know, listen, integrity is where it's at. It really doesn't matter what your politics are. What matters is what's your integrity. You know, because Facebook and Google, clearly there's a bias, and Twitter there's a bias. And so it's going to bite them in the butt. It did in 2016. It'll bite them again. You know, just stick to your, you know, your integrity compass. These guys, I'm sorry, Joe, you know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
They're not good companies. Facebook is not a good company. Any company that allows the Russians to get data on 220 million Americans, this is facts. Anybody can fact check me. These are not good people that allow that to happen. Joe, you know, we're more than data. We're human beings. And as I said, social media wasn't invented for data. It was invented so we could privately connect. And that's why the guy who invented the web, Sir Tim Berners-Lee, is on our advisory board, because he invented the web for communication and connection for people, not for governments and companies to spy on us.
No, and that, you know, that's the other thing that people don't realize, is that marketing companies for years, forget Facebook and Twitter and all that, but marketing companies for years have been looking at purchasing trends. They look at where people live. They look at demographics, but they used to have to go out and do that. They used to have to go out and find it, survey it, pay for data for local data gatherers. Zuckerberg fooled us, tricked us all into bringing that in one nice, neat package just for him to grab and sort through and sift through and resell. You know, we,
now, hold on.
All right. Go ahead.
I just got to say this, because not only did he fool us, past tense, but he's still fooling us, present tense. Did you see that these guys just launched something called Portal to compete with Amazon's Alexa? So
yep.
Facebook now sells a device that you can put in your house that will listen to everything that you say and do.
Because that's what I want. I want more. We got to go for a quick. We got to go. You know, we both believe in capitalism. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Mark Weinstein is with me. He's the founder of MeWe, the real social network. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We came to Al Asad to share our eternal gratitude for everything you do.
Under the cover of darkness, President Trump made an unannounced visit to Iraq, landing in an airbase west of Baghdad to greet U.S. troops and thank them for their service. He spoke about his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, which was harshly criticized even by his fellow Republicans.
There will be a strong, deliberate, and orderly withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria. Very deliberate, very orderly, while maintaining the U.S. presence in Iraq to prevent an ISIS resurgence.
Defense Secretary James Mattis quit his job in part over the decision to pull U.S. troops from Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. Head up to the website. There's a dozen things you can do out there. But the two things I want you to do is I want you to go up there and I want you to give me your email address. We send out like one email a week. I don't beat you up with emails unless something special is happening. And I'll let you know who might be on the show, some of the topics, and some of our sponsors we put up there as well. So, you know, get involved in that, and you know that they've been censoring us. You know it's been hard to get the message out. So if you really want to know when the show's coming on, who's going to be on the show, some of the topics we're going to be discussing on a regular basis, let me text you. If you go to the website, there's a button that you can click on that you can sign up for text messaging, or I can make it really simple. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you can't remember this, maybe you shouldn't be driving. I don't know. You want to text TRS to 313131. I can't make it any easier than that. TRS to 313131, and then you get messages as to what's going on the show, when we're going live, that kind of stuff. And you know how simple it is? If you decide, I don't like this guy, I'm done with him, you just type stop. It's really that simple. I don't make things complicated. I'm a simple man. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Mark Weinstein's joining me right now. He is the founder of MeWe, and we've talked about MeWe plenty of times on the show, and, you know, based on what Facebook is doing and Twitter is doing and some of these other social platforms, you need to check out MeWe, because he is not constraining. He is not shutting down conservative pages, if you would. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Joe, great to be here. By the way, you have a group on MeWe. You might want to post a link on your website. You know, you might tell people just when you register at MeWe, or if you're already a member, just go into our smart search, go to the search bar inside MeWe and search for Joe. And then join your group, follow you. And Joe, you'll be able to have followers at the beginning of January. Not only do we have pages launched now, so you should get your page going, besides your group, get your page going. Also, by the middle of January, you'll be able to have followers on MeWe on your profile.
Wow.
So you'll be able to have a huge experience there.
Well, look, I'm looking forward to that. We need another huge experience. To your point, we were talking about this in the last segment where they took my page down the Friday, was it Thursday before the election, I think it was. And I don't know if you know this, Mark, but I ran for school board again. I'm a school board member in the area that I live in. And it was perfect because they took it down and they told everybody it was for hate speech. So now the locals picked up on it and they said, you know, local shock jock has his Facebook page pulled for hate speech. And they thought it was going to hurt me. And then ultimately what it did was it helped me. Because people, a lot of people even on the quote-unquote other side of the aisle, they don't want to be censored. They want to be able to speak out. They want to be able to talk about it. And they don't want anybody else squelched as well. So, I mean, it's great to know. And you're finding that on MeWe, right?
Oh, listen. Facebook and Twitter are censoring people for absurd reasons. And I don't really understand their whole political agenda. We don't have one at MeWe. You know, I'm a libertarian, you know that. But the point is that, you know, a political agenda on a social media platform, just that premise is absurd. The fact that we talked about earlier in the program that we're just data. Remember, for our listeners, Facebook is not a social network. Facebook is a data company. And that's why they do the absurd, you know, egregious, terrible things that they do. So we've just got to start to look at them for what they are. They're a social network. All they care about is our data. They will sell us down the river anytime they can. And they have a political agenda on top of this. So they will censor, you know, they've censored everybody for ridiculous reasons. And, of course, the conservative purge on Facebook is outrageous. But they've offended the LGBTQ community. They've pissed off, you know, people who want to talk about vaccines or Monsanto or anything.
Yep.
Anything, you know, it's really amazing. So we've even sponsored MeWe, and imagine this, we sponsored a vegan group in Great Britain, and we helped sponsor their movie about vegans. Now, I'm not a vegan, and they know I'm not a vegan in their interview with me, but they have a right, and there's nothing wrong with it, you know, being a vegan, but Facebook seems to think there is. It's all absurd.
Oh, well, let me ask you, I'm not asking you to promote them. But with the amount of people that they have, what would it take to hurt them? At what point, if at all, do you think that Zuckerberg would sit back and go, okay, wait a minute, we have a problem here? I mean, he's got billion. What's he worth? $9.2 billion? I mean, he's got. There's no issue here for him to speak of. There's nothing for him to worry about losing, is there?
Theoretically, in a Facebook, the FTC could fine Facebook $7.1 trillion for their recent data scandals.
Are you serious?
So, yeah. So they could. Now, listen, you know, the Trump administration doesn't like Facebook for good reason. So, you know, I've texted a few people just saying, hey, you know, this is not out of bounds. You know, theoretically, that's their liability. So look what the Germans did with Volkswagen when that Dieselgate thing, you know, they didn't hold back on their largest employer because it's all about having integrity and doing the right thing. So let's see what happens. But in the meantime, you know, what Facebook's doing right now, their stock's in the toilet. They're doing a $9 billion buyback. They just finished a $4 billion stock buyback.
Wow.
So they're artificially propping their stock right now, which is why it's stable around $1.40, $140. But Facebook's in trouble. Remember, over half of the, you know, age 19 to 28 have abandoned Facebook in the last year. And wait till that age group discovers for real that Instagram is no better than Facebook, because Instagram is Facebook. They just haven't woken up to it yet. When that age group and that demographic starts abandoning Instagram, when those scandals come out about Instagram, that's when we're going to see Facebook, you know, talk about a chink in the armor. But MeWe is here.
Yep.
Listen, we're here. You know, we're the number one trending social media site around the world, by the way. We are number 8 in Korea. We're number 9 in Singapore. We're in the top 20 in Europe, in Great Britain, in Germany, you know, in Australia. You know, we're translated in 10 languages. So this is time for people to take a stand and say, you know what? I've had enough of that BS. I'm going to MeWe.
Mark,
no ads. No.
Let me put you in the hot seat for a second here, because I'm a guy that believes in freedom of speech. I mean, I don't care to a big degree. I don't care what you write on my page or what have you. I'll either defend myself or respond to it or just let you drive yourself crazy. But there are times, and my Tammy and I go back and forth on this, where pull it down, don't pull it down, pull it down, don't pull it down. is where do you pull it down? And I know you keep saying we don't censor, we don't do this, we don't do that. But what's the red line for you? Where you go and say, okay, sorry, you can't post that.
No, we're the good guys. No, I can certainly talk about this.
Yeah.
Listen, we are the good guys, law-abiding citizens worldwide who love freedom. And we have very strict terms because, you know, if you are promoting violence, like if you're saying this group of people should be killed, you don't belong on MeWe.
All right.
If you're posting pornography, it's very clear in our terms. We allow nudity, but not porno. You don't belong on MeWe if you're posting porno. We think Facebook is too strict with no nudity, you know, so we're fine with nudity, but porno, you're out. So, you know, we do draw the line, but we draw the line where we think it makes sense.
Right.
And, you know, because we have no political agenda, we have no advertising or marketers who have an agenda because we have no ads. We have no way for someone to pay us to boost something. So, you know, we can just run what's called a freemium model, which runs really well, by the way, when the free part of your service everybody loves and our members don't need to spend a dime to have a great experience. And we have an enterprise division, MeWe Pro, for your businesses and for your projects, and that's monthly recurring revenue. It's absurd, this brainwash idea that they need our data in order to make money. That's not how capitalism works.
Well, I tell people, look, there is no way that you're signing up for something that you're giving. Come on, people, think this through. You're giving them your email address. You're giving them your date of birth. You're telling them, look at your Facebook profile. You're telling them what movies you like, what restaurants you like to go to. You really think they're doing this because they're interested in where you eat? No. They're doing this for, again, as Mark was just saying, they're selling data. They're selling information. When you see this information that people between the ages of 18 and 22 like these kind of movies, do you think they're just sitting in a room trying to figure it out on their own? No. The Zuckerberg sends them that info, or sells them that info, excuse me. Right, Mark?
Every decision Facebook makes is a data decision. So their emoticons, for example, you know, sounds like we got a break. But even their emoticons are all about collecting data on you. That's why they only have six of them.
Mark, I appreciate your time. I know that we agreed to two segments, and I know you've got stuff to take care of. We'll send people over to me. We will have you back on. Have a great Christmas, a great holiday season. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and Tammy Joe.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yep, you too.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, some of you, here's the problem, okay? We had Mark Weinstein on the show with us. He's the founder of MeWe. And, it's funny how things come back to you after years and years and years. I was talking to Tammy during the break, and I've known Mark for years. Didn't realize he was the founder of MeWe for the longest time until he reached out over something we wrote. And, in conversing with him a couple of times, we were still gun-shy, we were still holding back, didn't like some of the terminologies they were using, wanted to know who decided what was hate speech and who wasn't, and what wasn't. And I realized that some of it, we've all got different ways we want to look at this. We've all got different ways we want to come at this. But the reality of this situation, the reality of what's going on now, we have allowed these other groups, Facebook again, Twitter, Google, we've allowed them to dictate what we're going to see, what we're not going to see. Whether you agree with what they allow to happen or don't, you had Gab.com shut down. The whole thing was shut down. because Google decided, or whoever, I don't know which group it was, decided they didn't want them on their platform. And now they've got back up again. Now, again, if you're calling for the death of somebody, that needs to be pulled. That needs not to be allowed to go out. You know, if you're one of those people that's talking about a protest this weekend and you want to do an anti-protest to the protesters, make sure you bring your bats and chains, that's a problem. That's not free speech. You know, even under free speech, you're not allowed to incite a riot. You're not allowed to call for violence. But see, under Facebook, somebody like me says, look, you do everything you have to do to stop XYZ from doing this. You do everything you can to make sure that when your kids come home from school every day, you don't let those leftists, whether it's college or high school or what have you, those leftist professors who hate America, you don't let them get in. You do everything you can to stop them. Now, Facebook would take down a post like that. However, when Farrakhan says that Jews are like termites and basically they need to be exterminated, that's okay. For him, that's free speech. I sometimes wonder if they're afraid because he's the head of the black he's a black man. God, I always screw this up, right? Who's the head of the Nation of Islam? Are they afraid? Is that what they're afraid of? I don't know. I'm just asking. It seems like when it comes to the Muslim world or black world or whatever, you can almost get away with anything. I mean, Corey Duncan is on the show with us on a regular basis. A conservative black man, sweet Jesus, can't have that. They beat him up all the time when he's on my show afterward. The same thing with Xander Gibb, an openly gay man who's a conservative, can't have that either. Somehow, those two have brain damage because they're conservative. Because they want to have open speech. Matter of fact, Xander's a convert. He was a liberal. And he realized that true liberalism, as you know it. And listen, conservatives, if you really want to get down to brass tacks, conservatives are the stereotypical liberal. And when I say that, I don't have a problem with what business you open, where you open your business, what you sell in your business, what you sell it for. Now, we call that capitalism. We kind of wrap it in a nice little package. But come on, let's be real about it. That's a liberal mindset, is it? Do what you want to do. Yeah, I mean, bring in, I don't care what color, and I don't. I don't care what color you want to paint your hair. Don't expect me to like it or accept it just because you're being creative. I might like it, I might not. I know people that have half their hair is green and half is blue or whatever they're doing. That turns them on. That's their thing. I don't live with them. They're not my kids. They're not my wife. Whatever. That's true liberalism. The ones that are screaming fascists to us are the true fascists who think they fall under the line of socialists or liberal for that matter. They don't. They are truly fascist. They are telling you what to look. Mark Zuckerberg is not a liberal. He's a fascist. A fascista, right? If you're Italian, remember that? Okay. Anyway, but I mean, think about it. He's going to tell you what you can post, what you can't post, what's offensive, what's not offensive, whose page gets to stay, whose page gets to go. I don't know. Anybody else got a name for that? Other than a dictatorship to a degree. So, I mean, this is rich in so many ways. And right now you've got the women's march out of D.C. is melting down. They're having all kinds of issues, you know why? Because Linda Sarsour is at the head of this thing. She's driving a lot of this. Well, I'm going to have some real fun with this. Because what's happening is, right, so the Washington State Women's March is disbanding amid reports that reports of anti-Semitism in the progressive organization, not at the local level, but at the national level. So they're seeing this, the local groups are seeing this and say, hey, what's happening? What's happened? The Washington chapter revealed they could no longer abide attacks on the Jewish community from the group's leaders. National Women's March. And where are the feminists? I mean, female Jews are being attacked by this group. Where are the feminists, the true feminists? If this is a woman's march, isn't it a woman with a, I mean, my God, listen, you're saying transgender women are fine, but biological females that are Jews are not? Do you see how sick you are? Matter of fact, it's not even that it sounds sick. It is sick. But you will defend that. National Women's March co-chairs Linda Sarsour, Carmen Perez, and Tamika Malloy remain closely linked to who? What was I just talking about? The Nation of Islam's leader, Louis Farrakhan. Emily Zanotti from the Daily Wire is reporting that the group spokeswoman took to Facebook to explain, you know, the difficult decisions they've had to make. Angie Beam here, it says, the Washington State Women's March Board Director. I'm sure you've seen my statements regarding the National Women's March Team in an article in the Table, looks like the Table T-Mag. This has been a year-long emotional ethical battle, and my team can't sit idly by and ignore anti-Semitism anymore. Now, again, if it's a woman's group, then it should encompass all women. Race, color, none of that should matter, right? But it does. So is it really a woman's group? Seriously. The four national team co-chairs have supported and continue to support. She's saying, you know, the national team actually supports anti-Semitism. They speak on it. They speak out on it on a regular basis or in support of it, not against it. Where is the left? See, this is what I understand. They constantly scream that they're for the people. The left always tells us how they care about people. They're for everybody. But are they really? Are they honestly for everybody? Well, everybody, as long as you're left-leaning. You know, even the feminine groups, the male groups, even the LGBTQ groups. If you're a gay man that's a conservative, you're not welcome in their group. I know of a church, a local church, that would not let, they were having a gay pride a day or event. And again, see the right-wing Christian conservative, we're going, okay, that's whatever you want to have. I'm not willing to pull your permit or tell you can't have that or make sure it's hidden. They would do that to us. But you look at, and they would not allow a conservative gay group to come to the event. To come to the event. Not to have a booth or anything like that, but to come to the event. I'm sorry. That doesn't sound open and inviting and warm, does it? It never stops. It's constant hypocrisy from that side. Constant. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Women's March was born by Teresa Shook to be a powerful movement to fight against racism, sexism, and all issues that oppress or marginalize vulnerable peoples, or women in this case. The four national team co-chairs have lost sight of that and have allowed their personal biases to cloud the mission and the purpose. And listen, this is not new. This happens with a lot of organizations, right? People start to get power, they start to see money, that kind of thing. And what happens? They become power hungry. The power consumes them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You want to be part of it. Christmas lights. Did you know that there were straight lights and queer lights? I didn't either. I learned something every day. We'll deal with that. Side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.